Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes, we should repeal Obamacare because it, instead of reducing costs, it raised costs, and I believe it led to a less optimal outcome, and government should have less of a role in healthcare.
Starting over again, where should they begin?
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Dow sets a record on Wall Street. How high can it go?
Two.
By a 3-2 vote, Sedgwick County Commission approves demolition of Judge Riddell Boys Ranch at Lake Afton.
One.
Several earthquakes hit central Oklahoma. No major damage or injuries reported. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, right around at $2.15 a gallon. In most places, $2.15 a gallon. There's what we're looking at. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny with a 20% chance for rain later today and a high of 88 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 60. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 81. Cooling off a little bit tomorrow. Now partly cloudy. Southwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 70 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, offering $5 select appetizers Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for happy hour. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Would you like to win $1,000? Well, we do it four times a day with our Hot Temps Cool Cash Contest. All you have to do is listen and text us a special code word we give out on KNSS at 7, 11, 2, and 5. Of course, the first one coming up here in about 12 minutes from right now. Keep listening to KNSS each weekday, 7, 11, 2, and 5, for your chance to win $1,000.
I want $1,000.
John Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who is driven by his thirst for money.
That's why he's the money tracker.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
I track it. I like to track it in my direction. He tracks it down
and grabs it. Comments from KNSS Facebook. Starn says, if you don't want to speak English, don't come to America. Cyrus says, honestly, though, I won't go to someone else's country and demand they speak my language. Well, you know, good point there from Cyrus. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. Of course, it's just becoming a huge major institution in public survey.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the webpage, KNSSradio.com, and then you can play.
Step aside, Gallup.
Yeah. Get lost,
we'll
Gallup.
We'll call it Trot.
Yeah. Go away, Pew. There's a Pew poll, you know.
Pew.
The Wichita City Council is looking at possible changes for Century 2 Convention Center. Which solution would you prefer? Renovate and update Century 2 as it is? 89%.
Yeah, I figured that would be it. Yeah.
Tear it down and replace it? 11%. There you go.
Pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
9-1.
Well, I want to talk to the people who back in the 60s got upset about tearing down the buildings that were torn down to put in Century 2.
The Forum?
Yeah.
Were you ever in the Forum?
No, I was not around here.
I was.
Well, what do you think this poll would have gone over the same way? They would have said, keep the Forum?
Probably would have.
Yeah, you see? Okay.
Not the most progressive place in the world, but hey.
I don't know. That group of people that were here in the,
at the, group
in the 60s,
at that time,
they were a pretty progressive bunch.
They were. You're right. You're exactly right.
You mean to tear?
We even had it one time.
I mean to come up with Century 2 and the Sedgwick County Zoo and the River Festival. There was a period there about 10 years where there were some really forward-thinking people in this.
Festival was the 70s.
Now they've gone past now. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but one time when I was a kid, we actually had a Wild West theme park, an old Wild West theme park in West Kellogg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had one here for about 5 minutes too.
Yeah, we had another
a couple
one here
years ago. But there's still, I mean, look at the Vortex Music Festival that's coming up, Autumn and Art. I mean, those are things that are, that will, years from now, you're going to say, yeah, I'm mad I didn't go to that first one coming up on Friday the 4th.
Right. See there, Don is promoting another one of his ventures.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's
Dwight Yoakam? Ooh. Come on, man.
Is his mom's name Mammy Yoakam?
I have no idea.
Where am I getting that, Ted? Lil Abner?
Yeah, I believe so.
Eggs Yoakum.
Dow Jones Industrial Average
scrambled
has closed
Eggs Yoakum
above 22,000 points for the first time ever, driven by a big gain in Apple. On an otherwise mixed day for the market, the Dow Jones rose 52 points to 22,016. The broader Standard & Poor's 500 index edged up 1 point. NASDAQ edged down less than a point. Oil futures were up. Benchmark U.S. crude added 43 cents to close at $49.59 a barrel in New York.
And we're waiting on employment numbers today, so.
Yep. German luxury automaker BMW AG says net profit rose 14% in the second quarter as earnings were boosted by the new version of the 5 Series sedan.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people in Germany have something to do with the auto industry?
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
That's interesting. I think that's probably not true.
Just call me Cliff Clavin.
Another one of the Don Grant fake
news. Yeah, little-known fact.
Fake news.
Little-known fact, yeah.
A much-watched vote on whether to form a union at Nissan's Motor Company factory in Mississippi started early today. Some 3,700 employees at the plant in Canton will decide whether or not they want to be represented by the United Auto Workers, which has never been able to fully unionize a foreign-owned car maker in the southern United States. So this is very important, right?
We'll see.
All right.
I'll give you a little-known fact.
Okay.
I'll do a Cliff Clavin here.
Okay.
Speaking of Mississippi.
All right.
Did you know Mississippi did not ratify the 13th Amendment until 1995?
Really?
Did you know
what was the 13th Amendment?
Slavery. Yeah.
Really? Well,
Did you also
know that on every poll of every measure of citizenship or quality of life or education, Mississippi comes in dead last?
They're usually near the bottom of those lists.
I'm just concerned about the 21st Amendment, so let's move on.
All right. I like the 15th. I don't know what it is, but 652 now, Steve and Ted. Gold and other alternative investments. Don Grant, CFP. There's gold in them there.
There's gold in this message
today.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Well, Steve, long-range investing is not about the stock market. Most investors use stocks and bonds to build their wealth that they'll need to eventually retire. But after the real estate crash that hit the stock market hard a decade ago, many have sought alternative ways to grow their nest eggs. Enter alternative investments, or AI. Well, the concept of investing outside of the stock market is attractive to many because of little or no correlation to stocks and bonds. Alternatives can provide a hedge from certain types of risk because they go up and down in value independent or very loosely connected to the stock market. AI can be an investment in just about any strategy, industry, or sector. Some hedging strategies will make bets that the stock market will drop and they'll profit if the stock market goes down. Investors can use their money as venture capital, whereby an asset manager will use investors' money to seed a startup company. There are lending opportunities that help provide capital for privately held companies to grow. And then there are the commodities like art, oil, precious metals, and even racehorses. Alternative investments are not for everyone, as they can carry some high risk. However, you may already be invested in alts without really knowing it. If you own a business, that would be considered an alternative investment. Owning real estate, particularly income-producing real estate, would be another alternative investment. Some of these alternatives are difficult to assess, and the opportunities are sold within an unregulated environment. So it's critical that you do your homework before putting down a dime. Investing in rare coins, art, or specialties like, you know, ownership in a racehorse require a tremendous amount of research and due diligence before putting your money down. Otherwise, you can stick to more common alternatives that are offered within registered, regulated products more commonly found through your investment advisor. And, of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
So all that, I've got stacks and stacks of counterfeit money from the Confederacy.
Yes.
Is that worth anything?
Do you have a fireplace?
I've got the big, giant Confederate $10 bills from that we got up at Branson years ago. Are those anywhere?
Well, yeah, those are probably worth something. Did you buy that mercantile store with a whoopee cushion?
Your whoopee cushion, the big cigar.
Yeah,
the giant fly swatter.
Oh yeah,
I got them all.
I can make change for you. I've got those wooden nickels.
Get the what?
From silver dollars there.
You have a back scratcher too? Those bamboo back scratchers.
Yeah,
and then a little thing that you can stick your fingers in and get your fingers you can't pull
across. It's the Chinese puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys?
No, but that's we pretty much hit everything.
We've exhausted that.
And a moon pie.
At 6:55, Steve and Ted.
With a cream soda.
7 o'clock.
Cream soda and a moon pie.
And a knee high.
Yeah, knee high.
6:55, coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Kathy.
A series of earthquakes rattles Oklahoma and our studio. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Oh, and some bushwhacks.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.